You are now locked into Interconnected Voices.
I watch better cartoons. I'm not gonna lie. When I was growing up, I watched loads of them. A lot of them, they drew inspiration from like Japan, so a lot of anime-based shows, so maybe like a Yu-Gi-Oh or a Naruto and stuff like that. And those shows have a lot of white faces. So whenever you see like a black face in it, you're like, oh, what's going on here? But in a lot of those kind of shows, the black character is like a villain or like a side character, or they've got mad exaggerated features where their noses are huge and just don't look like how black people look on a regular. I think the first time I've seen like a cartoon where black people were just humans that were black was Static Shock.
I put a shock to your system.
This is a flipping, 16-year-old. I think he's a 16-year-old with nappy hair. He goes to school and does school things, but then, like, he's a superhero that can control electricity, and his psychic is white, as opposed to it being, like, the white man is the main guy, and then you got the black psychic that does all the slave kind of grunt work. Not to say that his sideman was a sideman like that. Like, it was just nice to see a black man take the spotlight. He's the main character in his thing. One episode that proper sticks out to me is they went to Ghana, which is nuts because obviously you watch all these cartoon shows, they were all set in like either a make-believe world or they're set in America. I think his family is from Ghana. They've got roots in Ghana. So he's gone back to Ghana and they're walking down the village streets and they're going to the markets and they're getting a trotro and like they're doing just bare Ghanaian things. Like even there's one Ghanaian story, Anansi the Spider-Man, who's kind of like the black Spider-Man, like Ghanaian Spider-Man in it. He has like spider powers and stuff like that. Static Shock linked up with him to do the fighting crime, whatever, in Ghana. And like just watching stuff like that when you're from that country, you're from that area, and like you, if in an ideal hypothetical matting world where people have powers, like that could be me. You know what I mean? And I never felt that way watching any kind of like Superman or any like Goku. That didn't make me feel like that. I haven't watched Static Shock in years, like maybe more than 10 years, but I can still talk about it passionately because it made that much of an impact for me. That was something I watched on my J's. Like, it was never something I did with my family. My wife and kids, however, that thing was rattling for me. I'll be honest with you, like, hold my hands up. Yeah. I've never watched Friends in my life. Like, man, them talk about Friends as the best TV show ever. Never watched it in my life. I have no interest in any of their lives. I don't care. But I watched my wife and kids, and it was like, oh, my dad's like that. Oh, my dad was like that. Oh, my mom's like that. Oh, I'm kind of like that sometimes. Oh, my sister's like that. Oh my God, like I have this many siblings. Oh my God, this is it. And you're just like, this is nuts. Some of the things that have been said in My Wife and Kids or be done in My Wife and Kids are still things that I use in my vernacular today. Like, if I see someone doing a mad thing, I'll be like, oh, bro, man's doing a triple bye-bye birdie. Like,
bye-bye birdie. No.
You don't watch the show, or you never watch the show, you won't know what it means. But if you have, like most of my black friends had, you'll get it. You might be feeling yourself. You'd be like, yeah, man, she wants all of this. That's a J thing.
Would've gotten all of this, Michael. Oh, nice.
All these little things. Like, even the wisdom poem. Like, I think that's the first poem I learned off by heart.
I just finished my first poem.
Oh, good. Lay it on. All
right.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, man can't just be... I can't go to anywhere and say that poem and it'd be like, oh, yeah, this is a scholarly work of art or anything. But if I go to my boy and say, Lost in the Friction of Life.
Lost? In the Friction of Life?
He knows what's coming next, and we can finish it. We just go back to back.
I have never read a...
Diction.
Every...
In my life.
Quite scary.
Mary.
Quite contrary.
Isn't it?
on a poem that a man said in a TV show 10 plus years ago. This is what my family was like. I don't know about... I can't speak to every black family, but I do know that my family, well, we're funny. Like, we're funny people. We're serious when it needs to be serious, and we impart very important life lessons in our kids. Like, Michael Kyle is a self-made man. He owns a trucking business. He's not working for anybody else. He has employees. A lot of his employees are black. He's putting a lot of black people on. He didn't just make out and move away from the everyone else. He's trying to help black people as a whole come up. That's something that, all the bants aside, That's a mad thing to aspire towards, like having a nice, strong black family unit and also helping the wider black community while being yourself the entire time. Like, it's, I don't know, man. There's not a show that's been like it since. We need to go away from the idea that black people are either thugs or solely for entertainment purposes. We're just people. We do people stuff, like same way that white people were in their houses doing people things and no one thinks anything of it. We're also people. We don't all walk out with the intent to harm anyone. We just want to go and live our lives. That's actually it.